Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Yesterday, the Gupta compound in Saxon World went on auction. Two properties specifically, number 5 Saxon World Drive, and then number 7 Saxon World Drive. Number 5 was valued at 21 million, and then number 7 valued at 36 million, allegedly, right? That's a lot of money by anybody's standard.
Yeah.
So you'd expect that, you know, 15, 10. Nope. One sold for 3 million rand. And then the other, no offers were made on it at all. Yesterday I spoke about how, first of all, that house looks awful. I don't know if you've been inside, but if you haven't, there are videos. I haven't been inside either. I just saw the videos. And when I saw the videos, I was like, aye, la. But what you could do is you could definitely buy it because it's in a nice area, then demolish and rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Start with your own thing, right?
Yeah.
The thing with properties like these is there's often a stigma attached to it. Like, for example, after Oscar Pistorius shot Reva at his house, they had a difficult time selling that house because somebody had died in it, right? Likewise, Edwin Sodi's house on Mount Road in Bryanston, that house has been for sale for, I'm not even lying to you, maybe 10 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. First of all, it's expensive. Okay, you know, I think it's like 160 million or something.
What?
And there's very few people that can buy that, right? So there tends to be some kind of a stigma with well-publicized houses. People go, I don't want to go anywhere close to that. Having said that, if you're going to get a house for 21 mil and then you only buy it for 3, bro, come on.
That's a bargain.
It's a super bargain.
Yeah.
Super bargain. Even if you're from Kufumundu Palat, you're like, I'd rather go into this room. It's always hot. Have you heard that?
Nah.
No.
If you go into a room and it's always hot in that room, you must know. That's that doom. I'll get aircon. No, but on a serious note. So, is there anything that will stop you from buying a house, Mpo, when you're like,
No, I think it's maybe location. Like, if it's in front of a moving train or something, and all you're going to hear is sugabo, kushu, 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 kushu. I'm not buying that. Next to a cemetery, definitely not.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that. But if someone has died there, I mean, guys, we sleep in hotel rooms where people have died.
R. Kelly's house is for sale, by the way.
Yeah.
And R. Kelly's house is amazing.
I'd buy it
in Atlanta.
I mean, no one got murdered. Even next to a cemetery, I'd buy it. Plus, I love quiet neighbors. But with me, yeah, if my stay there is going to be uncomfortable, right? Like, practically so. So, next to a train or under a bridge or whatever, or next to the freeway, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to overlook someone having died in a house.
Yeah.
Because I've got my beliefs. I pray, and I've got a solid grounding spiritually. Oh, I'll be fine, man. And come on.
Mm.
And
they even sold furniture, by the way. So would you buy the pala pala couch?
No.
That's a good luck couch. I'm buying that couch. Yeah, it's just a couch. It's just a couch. The thing is, there's so many things that sometimes we come across or we own and we don't even know what had happened there.
Mm.
Remember there was once a guy shot at Tasha's, I think, in Rosebank?
Yes.
If you go without knowing current affairs or having read the story, you'll go and you'll enjoy your meal.
Yeah.
And so many people buy houses, buy cars, and horrific things have happened in those cars and no one ever declares. And you never know. You live peacefully.
So now, Saul mentioned the couch is like it's a good luck couch, right? Mm-hmm. What about the energy? A lot of people speak about karma, right? The karmic energy. So if, for example, a property was bought with illicit funds, and then when Usufu was
ugly onto. This subject actually reminds me of two things. I don't know if you remember, there Harry Potter house was on sale a few years back, and it sold for like millions. And so if it was a house in a film or something fun, I think I'd buy it. Then in my own neighborhood, there was a family, the dad killed everyone and then shot himself.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
And it was on the market for about 3 years before it was bought. And the family told the neighbor to please look after it in the meantime while they find someone who could buy it. So it was on sale for a long time. But it was this spooky house in the neighborhood. And it took a while.
Tendazani, tolumuntu, azo, fafata, whatever. Speak to the dead that are in that house and keep it moving, guys.
Keep it moving. So there was a show called The Block. I never watched it.
Yeah.
But the show called The Block, apparently on Mnet long ago, I think maybe early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I bought my first apartment, right?
Yeah.
Apparently they told me, like, one of the selling points was that, hey, The Block was shot here.
Oh, really?
Then I was like, oh, okay. Wow. I didn't buy it because I just bought it because I liked it. Mm. But they were like, yeah, The Block was shot here. So I was like, okay. So give us a shout and let us know. Are there certain things that will devalue a property to a point where you don't want to buy? The Gupta Mansion, well, one of them, sold for $3 million yesterday. Now, $3 million is a lot of money, don't get me wrong. But relatively speaking, it's quite cheap for what the person got.
I think that one of that Gupta's house, it would work so well as a restaurant or a club. So you'll buy the Saxon house with the Saxon ship being inside, and then you call it Club at Saxon or Saxon World. Yeah. And then you don't change much. You keep the original detailing and furniture, and then you just change here and there. You call Cabs and Maporisa every weekend. Everyone wants to go to the same place where the former president used to make his deals and all. It seems genius. I don't know, man.
That is funny. Okay, first of all, it wasn't really a shebeen, so there's not like a shebeen inside. But maybe sure, Lungi. And then also, I call it Lokshin. Like, you can't turn a residential area to a club.
That's Saxon World, bro. Good luck.
There's zoning there. There's all sorts of things that you need to apply for. So residents are not going to allow you to have gigs there. What I will tell you is this. Do you remember Nelson Mandela's house?
Yeah, in
the one that they said was in a dilapidated state.
Yeah.
If that was a nice house, I'd buy that.
Oh, people would be queuing. I'm surprised. Well, it's not for sale. But yeah. There's a long queue there.
You see?
If it's for sale,
if that one was a nice house... then why not buy?
But even if in its dilapidated state, I think it would go for a lot of money because of the sentiment of Nelson Mandela having literally lived there.
Mm.
Guys, I'm not gonna lie. If in Israel, would see somebody die in that house, I'm not gonna buy the house. I'm sorry, no amount of cleansing will ever make me look at that house the same. I wouldn't buy next to a train station, next to a highway, next to the airport. Oh, I'm not too far from the airport. But yeah, but no. If somebody died in that house, no, thank you. You can keep it. It can go from 21 million to 3 million. Angizing, right? In sharp and grand.
Ew. So you know pylons?
Yeah.
Where like electricity cables run and all that stuff?
Yes.
If you can, don't buy a house close to those things.
Why?
Well, first of all, there's a servitude that runs there. Because at any time, they may need to go and replace those. Mm. And also, those things make a lot of noise. There's like a hum that comes with them. There was a study a while ago, I don't know if it's too active now, where people are saying because of the radiation that comes from those pylons, it can cause a sickness.
Ooh.
Can. I don't know if that's verified studies or not. But Jay, if you can, just don't buy.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll definitely buy the house. That's a bargain. I'll buy it in terms of investment. So if I decide to stay there, I'll buy the house. And then if I decide to stay there, obviously, you know, I'm pursuing to come and fix the house. And then I'll stay there. Imagine buying it. The house, that's what
one million. Hey, that voice notes is horrible.
Hey guys, listen to this is Yapoga. I remember my aunt's neighbor passed away, I think 6 years ago, and then the granddaughter was left to the house, but she was very young. And she sold that house to her family. So apparently almost every night there was a big fat woman who'd stand by the kitchen and ask, who are you and what are you doing in my house? But nai waga suit. And then when those people then inquired in the community, the next door neighbors were like, the person that you're describing is the woman who used to own this house. Those people sold that house, I think, within 6 months of buying it. Hey, it was hectic.
Yay. Who are you and what are you doing in my house? Hey, my dad. I'd ask this question back. Who are you? What are you doing in my house?
I wouldn't like you on a face break. location determines ukuthi ngiyathenga or not. Awu cabanga ngizoyenzani kodwa indlu yakhiwe ngeFacebook. Ngapha angina nebudget yokuthi ngiyibhidlize ngiyi-extend ngiyenze into engiyifunayo. Hayi ngamane ngithenge nesitini esinomali ngizoplastera ngiyenze le nto engiyifunayo. Hawu imvithi iyahlala la. Nemoto uyayithenga ibuya kwenye accident ongayazi nawo.
It's funny. So let me tell you something. Facebook, for example, I don't know if they still sell it now. Face brick is actually more expensive than ordinary brick.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And back in the day, a face brick house was a sign of opulence.
Of course.
Yeah.
Even the strength of the brick, mm-hmm. right? Yes. You get the heavily baked ones. Yeah. If you were to burn those houses, both the same houses, set one alight and set the other alight, the face brick house would burn at a slower rate than a clay brick house. Right. I mean, they're both clay bricks, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
So if you come across a Facebook house, you must know it's relatively an oldish house, but it used to be Lienkintel.
For me, a deal breaker would be a tavern. I will never buy a house next door to a tavern because obviously it's not peaceful at all, you know. And as Mpo said, close to a train station, to a cemetery also, no. But mostly a tavern because I do need my peace.
Mm.
Hey, there's a house here in my hood, so for the longest time, in Isareku, and then this other guy, Ireka, and then I look inside the room. Okay, sharp, fine, I tell Gantle, but Bagantle Baroba, Baba Gatumba, Abarobal, like Habarobal, but Bantu New Gatum, Maraba Gantle Barobal, Utakatum, a cricket come over, tiny Zetakati. So I do sit and yet so.
Mna ngiyayithenga mfethu, ngiyayithenga mfethu. Ngize ne-holy ash, ngize ne-holy water yamfafaza nje. Ushilo rikiri kodwa usabani semasababusini. Kuthi compound ngiyeza, ngiyeza.
That's funny.
For me, I would never buy a house near a school. I live 150 meters away from a school and it's a high school. These kids will form groups and groups in the street outside your yard when you have to drive in and out. It's a mess. So one of the things I think I wouldn't do is buy a house near a school.
I agree with her. I live near a school and it's a high school.
Yeah.
So they gather there in groups and sometimes you're like, the mother in me wants to say, how many nieces? I'm like, these are not my kids. Leave them alone.
You want to be close to a school, but not next to a school.
Yeah, no, it's close by. It's not next to. But yeah. It's close enough for me to be bothered by these kids.
She's the world. My dad once bought a house that was haunted. Yeah, that wasn't fun. That wasn't fun at all. Also, I also once lived in a house where there was a little smallanyana grave in the house because they said the family said their daughter died in. So there was a smallanyana grave just when you enter the house. But
speaking of which, that is something I could never buy. If there is someone who is buried within, you know, like people who will bury loved ones within the yard, and easy.
There's a chance, a great chance, that wherever you live, somebody's buried.
I get that, but unknowingly is one thing. Yeah. But to actually know, there's a grave, labin pathela corner, possibly, hell no.
So let me tell you a story. You see the house where I live now, right? When I bought it from an old man. His wife had just passed away. And his two sons, one was living in the UK, the other one was living in New York.
Yeah.
And they were like, dude, you're too old now. You got to let this thing go, right? So he sold it. And I remember him telling me a story. He says he thinks that this house used to be an army base or something. Not the actual house, that's the land.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Obviously, he built the house. And there's a flagpole there. Oh. Till this day, it's a flagpole.
Yeah.
Whoa. So, you see flaggy. And there was a cottage that had triple walls.
Oh, wow.
That's how thick they were.
Wow.
So I'm assuming maybe that's where the army base was. I don't know.
Definitely.
And so when I bought it, I demolished everything and I rebuilt. So, yeah.
So why don't you hoist the flag?
What flag?
I will one day.
You could, the South African flag. If you have a flag.
We got a family.
Patriotic, man.
We got a family crest. Maybe I could make that into a flag.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. Jijeli flag nje ziwe.
Ah mina ndizi andizi sizwe. Hey, ekhaya le mina ngibuye eMpumalanga eMayflower. Abantu abaningi bayazi le ndlu leyo. Lapho uyathenga sizwe ne. Angeke uhlale. Futhi sinafu. Umbhede ekuseni mangabe ulele ubhekele ekuseni mawuvuka ubheke la ubheke khona wona uyakujika umbheke bawujikisa umbheke abantu abaningi bayothenga indle khona yindle mara kuhlala umuntu bathenga the next 2 days then bahambile abantu bakhona hey zindlu zabantu ziyaboka never
that's funny
morning kaya family hey guys kule zindlu angithi niyakubhela nina niyakubhela nikubhela guys ku wrong Tengani nina, bazo nikipe psiku nilele ngenjela. Uwa ngege ngitenge mina soze. Andizi.
Morning on the streets on the air. Happy Friday. The world.
You
I will never buy a house next to the mine and places like that or where there's electrical lines running or where there's water running past like Ngasemhlange nyana. So you see this lame hlanga like hlala kunamanzi. Those places are cold. Yo, in winter, I look for such things. I look for such things. Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. Now, there's somebody we need to give a shout out to. Lutamo Matsila. He says, can you please give me a shout out, Dinango Mkulu? So Lutamo Matsila, I don't know if you're listening. Shout outs to you, player.
Lutamo.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.